Tell us your first name.
Marie V.
Marie V, thank you. And she's going to read Mama's Ghost Story.
Mama's Ghost Story. Call my children to take photos. Manny is coming to get me, my mother announced at midnight last March. Manny, my father, had been dead 20 years. I flew home to Manila the next day. Mama's 60-year smoking habit had led to emphysema. She was drowning in phlegm. Mama looked happy to see me, but the sleep talking continued. Open the gates, Mama told Anna, her caregiver. They're waiting for me. My sister's TV flickered on and woke her at midnight. 2 miles away, Mama's bedroom TV turned on too. Could haunting begin before death, we wondered? Settling Mama's affairs before she died became a race against time, an any day now kind of time. My lawyer sister handled the unpaid bills while I searched Mama's closets for a coffin dress. She was too thin now for her low-cut frocks, so we chose a gown whose capelet concealed ribs that stuck out like ladder rungs on her gaunt chest, and skin that hung like silk drapes from withered arms. We suppressed grief by binge-watching Say Yes to the Dress and mixing gin tonics at 3 p.m. My mother was a firm advocate of the cocktail hour. She would have approved. Arranging last rites was easy because we lived next to a convent. Father Rich arrived in full sutana. He crossed Mama's forehead with oil, intoned prayers, and sprayed all of us with holy water. Mama woke up long enough to declare, "Close the door now, I am leaving." I spent that night with her, playing Sinatra's top hits, checking oxygen levels, and gnawing on stale chicharrones to stay awake. When the nuns sang mass at dawn, Mama was still breathing, but just barely. One day, Tita Melinda turned up. "Your mom needs a party. Let's have brunch. You buy champagne. I'll bring the girls over." Guests had assembled by the time Dr. Mata roared up on his motorcycle, palliative care emblazoned on the back of his t-shirt. Mama's cough sounded like marbles rolling in her throat. "That's the death rattle, all right. It may take hours or a day, but she's on her way. Take this prescription for fentanyl, not to help her breathe, but to ease the pain." Her eyes are shut, but I can tell she's listening. Talk to her. While Michelle drove off to buy drugs, I stayed home to tend bar. Mama's friends sat by her bed and talked through tears about her legendary parties and many world travels. After waving goodbye to the last guest, I left to watch a movie. I needed just 2 hours of normality before another sleepless night with Mama, but she died before the end credits rolled. In the end, Mama didn't need prayers or drugs to die. All she wanted was one last party to send her off.